Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. This is Sunday morning. I'm Russ Johnson, and really Sunday afternoon. So it's Sunday, and it's June 7th, 2020, and we have 12:40. And so what we want to do is do some unique broadcasting, dealing with some specific issues. Now, I'm on a different system than usual. I lost the other system, but that's okay. It is what it is. But we want to get going, and we want to explain what this is all about in terms of getting people focused on setting goals, objectives, and setting a pathway to financial freedom, independence, safety, and especially with justice and integrity. So that's what we're working on. We're working on it in terms of this program and all the other programs that we want to have come down the pike, where we will be sharing with people the techniques, the strategies, and the skill sets of how to enhance your life. Look, the problem is now, just in the United States alone, 40 million persons have applied for unemployment assistance in the last couple of months. That's just the United States. Not talking about throughout the world and all the other countries around the world where coronavirus has shut everything down. This is a new ballgame. This is a new playground. This is a new way of living. Things will never, ever be the same again as we know them. Things are now going to change, and we have to change with them, and we have to provide strategies and techniques and systems by which people can enhance their lives in terms of paying for food, clothing, shelter, information, medical care, and transportation all throughout the world. RAIN International. My companies have been in existence for 11 years. Oh, no, sorry about that. It started 11-11-11. For 9 years, it will be exactly 9 years old this coming fall in November, just a couple months away. Now, we know that this company has a superb product. The administration is in place, and the people at the administration are really committed in terms of expanding and developing this all throughout right now in 48 countries throughout the world, and that's monumental. They're doing an exceptional job of helping people to have health, and for those individuals, one or two, three or four, who want to have some additional income. And one or two out of that will want to become wealthy, because there are people in the organization as we speak who are now cash flowing to make $1 a year in income. But they certainly started some 7-8 years ago when the company got underway. But the possibilities of doing that for other people in the next 5, 10, 15, or 20 years is just way over the top. So to start the program off, we want to talk about people in network marketing and what they have done to make things happen in the past. And let's look at Les Brown. Les Brown has a statement that he has been in network marketing. He has been very successful, and he's passing on to us those concepts and strategies that he used, in spite of his fears and apprehensions and reservations, that he has used to become very successful in network marketing now as a motivational speaker traveling all over the world.
And he was talking about the fact that we, to a great extent, behave, think, react because of some previous experience that we've had. One of the things that we know about life is that it is always changing. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Sometimes things go real well, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes you're happy, and sometimes you're sad. Now that's that thing called life. And when we begin to understand and know that, accepting that reality, that we will never ever have things just on an even keel all the time, that you're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs. But during those down moments, that's where the growth takes place. That's where the work is. Anybody can feel good when they have their health, their bills are paid, they have happy relationships, the children are acting normal. Business is successful. Anybody could be positive then. Anybody can have a larger vision then. Anybody can have faith under those kinds of circumstances. Am I correct?
Yes.
See, but the real challenge, The real challenge of growth, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, comes when you get knocked down. Somebody said that adversity introduces a man to himself or a woman. How you handle it, that's where the growth takes place. When I was facing some challenges, I had a guy say something to me, and I suggest this is one of the first things that you want to do when you're facing a challenge. You want to get unstuck. Evaluate where you are. Look at it. Assess yourself. Assess yourself and assess the situation. What brought you there? What role did you play? Earl Nightingale had a saying I like. He said, all of us are self-made, but only the successful will admit it. What has brought you to this point? What did you learn from it? Are you learning anything? Are you doing it over and over and over again? Somebody said that insanity is doing the same thing in the same way, expecting a different outcome. Are you going through it or are you growing through it? Are you bigger and better because of it? Because it's not going to leave you until you grow through it. I was going through a major challenge in my life that was wearing me out, that was using me. And one of my students told me in a class that I was teaching, Lessons in Truth, she said, Les, until you handle it with grace, it will stay in your face.
That was good advice. What can I say about that? Listen, we really want to have people come on and talk about the things that we want to do with RAIN International, specifically this time on this broadcast. There are people who have set up systems that will help us expand through all of the United States, through all of the 48 countries that we presently, the company RAIN International, is doing business with. So that's a big job to do. So we have to come together with techniques and strategies and skill sets to help all of these hundreds, thousands, millions of people, hundreds of millions of people to understand what we have in RAIN International. And RAIN International has a great product that will help you with your health. And for those individuals who are really interested in building the business, it will help you do business. Now, some of the things that are happening across the world as we speak, we are watching the demonstrations all over the world, all over the United States. Not thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people are demonstrating for the right to have justice, equality, and the right to have a good life. And let's talk about that for just a minute. How can we participate with the people who say that injustices have been imposed upon us? We have been ignored. We are marginalized. We are put upon. How can we get with the systems, the government, with the senators and the congressmen, and even the president of the United States to kind of turn things around so that we all can work in concert to have a better world, so people can have adequate food, clothing, shelter, information, medical care, and transportation? Listen, it's all possible because with the resources that this universe provides for us, we all can have a piece of the action without the greed and avarice and hoarding. You know what I'm saying? It can expand beyond that. But look, let me play a couple of clips before the broadcast dealing with what the president said, wartime incidents. He considers the coronavirus as a wartime event, and certainly the people in the street now as a wartime challenge. And this is what he had to say about that.
The president is appearing to position himself as a wartime president ahead of the November election, calling the coronavirus the worst attack our nation has ever seen, but saying we must forge ahead. Watch.
This is really the worst attack we've ever had. This is worse than Pearl Harbor. This is worse than the World Trade Center. There's never been an attack like this. We have to be warriors. We can't keep our country closed down for years, and we have to do something.
Okay. And then he talks about the violence of it all, the violence that we see in the streets of America and all around the world and other countries. I don't think the looting is at a crescendo, a high rate that we have seen it in the United States, but we need people to come on and explain why the looting. We need to get rid of that piece, because the protest for rights, for justice, for equality is a different ball game. But we got to leave out the looting, and maybe we can have people come to the fore to talk about why that element is in place. But let's talk about the violence as he sees it.
This McDonald's in Oklahoma City, three employees were shot when authorities say customer Glorisha Woody came infuriated when she was told the dining room was closed and she could not eat in the restaurant. Authorities say a fight broke out and Woody, who's been arrested, allegedly returned with a handgun and opened fire. On Good Morning America, the CEO of McDonald's defended the employees for following the rules.
There's absolutely no excuse for violence, particularly gun violence, so I'm just happy that our people are going to be okay.
Woody reportedly denies the account. In Flint, Michigan, security guard Calvin Munnerlin was shot, authorities say, by a member of a family inside a dollar store who was angered after the guard told them their daughter is required to wear a mask to be in the store. The family returned, and police say one of them opened fire, killing Munnerlin.
When I found out what had happened to him, it really broke my heart because I know what kind of person he was.
Those suspects now under arrest, facing murder charges, and reports of angry residents on the rise. In Holly, Michigan, the 68-year-old man was arrested and charged after authorities say he was captured on Dollar Tree store surveillance camera, wiping his nose and face on an employee's sleeve after he was asked to wear a mask. The public pressure and backlash causing some government officials to backtrack. Ohio's governor saying his initial order requiring face masks while shopping went, quote, too far. Now it's a recommendation, but not required.
Well, you know, there's a lot of controversy out there, and some people say we were shut in too long, and there are a lot of protests from many groups across the nation, across the city, say we shouldn't have been shut in at all. But right now, according to the statistics that I see, of all the millions and millions and millions of people who have caught the virus, if you will, the coronavirus, I think the death toll now is somewhere in the vicinity, I don't know, 500,000, a half a million people. And the United States certainly is about 110,000, 120,000 persons. So, you know, that's another challenge that we have to go through. There are challenges we have to face and that have to overcome and to make things better so that the next generation of people coming down the pike and the generation after that will have a better world. So it's time for us to get busy coming up with the strategies and the systems and the techniques and the training and the education and the spiritual development that we all need to be a part of something great, wonderful, and creating a better world. And I think that that's all possible. Anyway, I will go to other issues in just a moment, but Donald Trump, interesting enough that we all have to pay taxes, especially, well, in the business world. When you have a business, especially home-based business and others, that the government and the IRS, in conjunction with the IRS, Internal Revenue Service, have provided many means by which we can get 28, 34, or many tax-deductible privileges. And we want to do shows about that because when, I think Trump at one point, when he was debating Hillary Clinton for the election, when they had 17 people on the stage vying for who would be the nominee of the party, and he was telling her, or she had mentioned that he had not paid any taxes on $900 million, maybe more. I think it was a little bit more than that, but conservatively, certainly it was $900 million that he hadn't paid any taxes on. And he says, well, you're right, because that's not stupid, that's smart, because he was taking some tax deductible privileges that allows all businesses and all business people to have write-offs. And that's important because The small business entrepreneur is a person who is not only building an economy for all of us, but also hiring other people in that business so that he puts people to work. So Rain International is a company of that magnitude where we put people to work. But with respect to taxes, and I just wanted to approach that a bit, Donald says he didn't even have to. And maybe all business people like Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and Rockefellers, they don't have to report all of the money that comes through the coffers, if you will. Some of them have 501c3s, nonprofit organizations, tax deductible. Some of them take all the deductions. What can I say? Those are legitimate deductions that the federal government, the Internal Revenue Service, if you will, which is not really the federal government, but the Internal Revenue Service says you can take those deductions without incurring any taxes on that money because you are a business builder. You are an entrepreneur. You're helping the United States grow. You're helping your community grow, and you are putting people to work. But here's what Trump says about his taxes.
Blacks, people wouldn't understand him. They're done by among the biggest and best law firms in the country. Same thing with the accounting firms. The accountants are a very, very large, powerful firm from the standpoint of respect. They're highly respected. Big firm. A great law firm. You know it very well. They do these things. They put them in. But people don't understand tax returns. Now, I did do a filing of over 100 pages, I believe, which is in the offices. And when people went and saw that filing and they saw the magnitude of it, they were very disappointed. And they saw the detail. You get far more from that. And I guess we filed that now 3 times. But you get far more from that than you could ever get from a tax return. But when you're under audit, and I'm under very continuous audit because there are so many companies, and it is a very big company, far bigger than you would even understand. But it's a great company, but it's big, and it's complex, and it's probably feet high. It's a very complex instrument, and I think that people wouldn't understand it. But if I were finished with the audit, I would have an open mind to it. I would say that. But I don't want to do it during the audit.
Well, that may come up soon, especially headed for the next election anyway. But I brought that up to say that, guess what? In business, when you're in business, you have those tax deductible privileges. And so maybe we need to do shows so that we can show people who have a home-based business, be it a network marketing business, be it a church, be it a community organization, how to also have those privileges. So the last report I had, and it's much bigger than this, but I see 28 tax deductible privileges that people normally don't take advantage of that you have in building your business. So you pay your fair share, but you won't overly pay your taxes in terms of what you do, what you have to expend. Well, let me go, we're a minute away from when I said I was going to start the show today. But this is a special show dealing with some techniques and some strategies, if you will, some skill sets that we want to put together so that when we build a business, a home-based business, that we not only can build it for ourselves and our family, but we can help other people, not only throughout the United States, but throughout all the 48 countries in the world to build their business and become very successful. So let me start with this. Let's see. Let me punch a couple of people up. One second here. I see some people coming on early. Nellie, good morning. How are you?
Hello.
Good. Thank you for being on. Listen.
Thank you for inviting me.
No, it's my pleasure to have you here. Listen, we want to make this a special program that's going to be archived so that others, we can refer this program to others and they can listen to it and get an idea of what we're doing and how we are building the business and how we can help them build a business for those people who are really interested in having a serious income. So let me, Nellie, why did you join the business and what do you hope to achieve out of the business in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years? Okay. Why did you join? Number one.
Well, I joined the business because it's an opportunity for me. And I know that based on what you've shared with me, that I can grow not only that, I'm going to be able to share it and help somebody else. And I do, my prayer is that within the next year or so that I can be one of those diamonds that you're talking about. I can be a black diamond. So that's my hope. And I have a lot of hope, and I'm anxiously waiting to, you know, to grow.
So you're excited, and you really want to delve in, and you're willing to make the commitment. Now, you had some conversation with Dr. Weeks not too long ago. How did that conversation go? And tell me what you got out of that conversation.
Well, Dr.
On his
Weeks,
call. Go ahead.
On this call?
Yeah. What did you get out of his call? How did you understand the business better by having him? And he does presentations Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, right, at 3 o'clock Eastern time. So what did you get out of that? And you have had some conversations with him. Bring us to speed. How has that helped you?
Well, it has helped me to focus because I'm new in the business. And Dr. Weeks put it in a way where it's he explains it so well that, you know, you work with your leader, and I've been working with Vendette, and if I don't understand anything, she's able to work with me, she and Robert. So Dr. Weeks, he lays out a plan for us, and prayerfully we're going to follow that plan so that we're able, again, to reach out to help the prospects that we bring in.
Okay, great. Well, we have another gentleman online. And Jay has been around the industry, well, I guess 20 years, maybe a little bit better, more. He's made hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in this industry. Jay, I really appreciate you being here. And so we want you to take 5 minutes to tell us why you joined the business, what have you done with the business since you've been in, and what do you hope to achieve, to accomplish, and make happen in your life, not only for yourself and your family, but for the community and others. Jay Clark, over to here.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Johnson, for inviting me on the call. Yes, I've been happily involved in RAIN International since January of 2013. And a good friend of mine, Dr. Gorich Manali Yassin, shared this opportunity with me at that time. And it's really been a ride. He told me, he shared the product with me. I got very much excited. I didn't really know that much about seed-based nutrition, even though I had worked a few other businesses over a period of time. But I tell you what, when he gave me that little sachet of soul, It was a life-changing situation, experience. I took the product. He said, shake it, rip it, and sip it, in which I did. And I can tell you that product was revolutionary. It was life-changing. I used the product, got excited about it. He also told me that there was a business opportunity available with it, you know. And I checked that out, went down to Utah, and it's just been a great ride, Dr. Johnson. The product has been explosive over these past few years. Recently, as Nelly had said, we've had the opportunity to have Dr. Weeks give us some personal mentoring about ways to build our business and tell us about the benefits of why soul is so important, especially during this time of the pandemic. So it's just been a very, very beautiful experience, Doc.
Okay, great. And so within 30 seconds, 1 minute, what do you see for the future? What do you see that can happen with you building the business for you and your family and then helping other people, not only in the United States, but the company is in 48 countries in the world? And to reach out to those people, how do you see that happening? What do you think needs to happen? And we do have Carl Humphrey on, and he has a new system that's going to help all of us, and I'm going to have him on in just a moment. But go right ahead. Take a minute.
But, yes, personal growth and development is very, very important, and I'm always looking for a way to, you know, enhance my business. I'm a student. I remember one of my mentors telling me about why it's so important to learn and to personally grow in this business by reading good books, by attending seminars. And to answer your question, Doc, I'm a student. I'm still learning. And what I see right now is that I see a system being put into place that we can learn how to go back to school. And I'm talking about the school of life, the school here in MLM, Network Marketing University, multi-level marketing, whatever way you want to call it, so that we can learn how to do this business, and that anyone that first looks at this business, whether they're a neophyte or an advanced person, can see a system that is workable and that they can bring people in and show them how to build a business. So I'm looking forward to this at this particular time. Systems are very important, and I'm looking to build my business and help as many people as I possibly can along the way.
So you've been in about 6 years. You're now gold. You've been through the company headquarters. You've been through the manufacturing center, the administrative offices, and you've rubbed elbows with people from other countries who have flown in to Utah and who have seen the business. And so congratulations, and now you can help other people on your team to have those kind of experiences, not only to become gold or platinum or diamond, but to have those kind of experiences with people throughout the world. I really appreciate you being on. Hey, we have Janice. She's out in the great state. She's in another country. She's in Canada. Janice, good morning. How are you this morning? Can you hear me? And we have Carl. I see his number here. And Carl is going to explain to us how he can help all of us to realize the kind of success that he has acquired in the last 6-7 years that he's been in the business. Janice, can you help? Can you hear me?
Yes, okay. I can. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for being on. Listen, you've been in the business for how long? About approximately.
I would say 25 years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. And my partner at the time, we went to the other side of the world in Australia, and we were there for 5 months, and we built a really motivated team. But unfortunately, the company that we were with, as they say, it didn't really pass the test of time, and it dissolved. So we headed back to Canada, and we took a rest from the business of network marketing, but we didn't quit. We did join many companies after that and never stopped believing in the interest in the industry, and knew the power was in the numbers. So the key that I see is to follow, you know, all the Jim Rowans of the world, and they've laid it out for us step by step on how to make this business work. And they made it back in the day when it wasn't as easy, I should say. It's simple, but it's not easy. So I believe that if you follow these folks that have made millions, it would be impossible to fail. So it's, you know, commitment, it's discipline, and it's a reason why you want to change your lifestyle. And goals are also everything, you know, to set up goals so that you can get up in the morning, go to your whiteboard, and know that you're going to strive to change your life. And, you know, I haven't followed all those steps myself, and that's probably why I haven't made millions. But, you know, it's all like the Zig Ziglars of the world, and they've made it. And if we follow their tried and true steps, I don't see why we can't all make it. So not okay. to say that 25 years ago I didn't learn, because I learned a lot. And I learned out on the streets and cold calling. But, you know, I'm really looking forward to listening to Carl today and to see what kind of a system that he has that we can, through the numbers, for lack of better words. So thank you for letting me speak.
Okay, so you want to go faster, you want to go stronger, and you want to go with great enthusiasm to help other people, not only to make money, but to have a different lifestyle in terms of time freedom and financial independence and security, not only for themselves and the family, but for other people around them and other people in the 48 countries in the world. Listen, we won't hesitate too long here. I got some other people I want to bring on too. I got Vinda Bennett and all that, and Robert Mohammed and all those people who are really building the business at the end of the trenches every day. But Carl says, he really says he can help us all to reach levels of success. Now, he's been in the business, I don't know, what, 7 years now. Came in August or June of 2013. He's the only triple black diamond here in the United States. And I think the last time I talked to him, he said he has about 150,000 people in his organization, and that's covering the United States and I think Africa and also the Philippines. He may be in some other places, and maybe he can tell us how he reached out to those places and got people to join his team and sign up with him. We are in 48 countries. Maybe he can tell us how to get to those 48 countries and have downlines and organizations in those countries. Carl, thank you very much for being with us on this Sunday afternoon. I appreciate you being with us. You're on the air. Carl, can you hear me? I got the 3877. Can you? You're on the air if you want to just unmute your phone. In the meantime, because I like to go fast. In the meantime, James. James, you've been in the company how long? And Carl can speak up. Your microphone is on, Carl, whenever you have the chance. James, tell us about your experience in network marketing, especially this company in the last year or so. How long have you been there? About a year?
I've been in RAIN International for 4 years. I've been in network marketing for 18. This year is 18 years. I've never seen a company as well equipped for excellence or success as RAIN International, based on the product, based on the strategy that the system has put in, the system that the company has put into place. The leadership is so in tune to the distributors that are out there. All we have to do is follow the path of the people who have made it, who are on top right now. Follow their leadership, follow their footsteps, and success is as others have said, is inevitable for us. So we just have to just go to work, pull up our pants, and just go to work and put the work in, and we will be successful. It's a great, great company. It's a great product that we have, and we've got great leadership. We finally, a lot of us are working straight with Dr. Brad for weeks, and he's given us a straightforward system to work with. And ironically, for me, I'm just speaking for me, the system was already there. I just didn't take advantage of it, and I've been kind of flopping around, and I'm really finding a lot of my personal weaknesses, and I'm able to shore them up. And now we've got some good people that we're working with. Barbara Nichols was on the Power Hour yesterday. She's one of the strong leaders. Dr. Kasima Boston down in Tallahassee, Florida. We're also working with King David Witherspoon out of New Jersey. Some great, great, great leaders, some great people that are going to be up and coming, coming right behind them. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful time. And I also have to give honor to you, Dr. Johnson, for stepping in and giving us when we really needed it. Some people were here leading us before, and they kind of stepped away for whatever reason. You stepped in and filled the gap for us and kept us going and kept us inspired with your veteran leadership and your understanding of the industry itself. So I want to definitely thank you, of course, Robert Mohammed and Vendette Thomas for doing the yeoman's work that they do. So it's all, like we say, it's a team effort, and we say that teamwork makes the dream work. Oftentimes it's mere words, but there are times when it really, really is true. And I'm just happy to be part of it and do my part. And I've been inspired the last few days in particular to do some things. And so I'm just, my motto is they never saw this one coming. So that's what I'm looking forward to right now, putting some things together that I'm able to do with the team that I'm working with, some great people. And that's all I have to say for today. I'm here really to listen today, so
quite sure, no problem. Yeah, no, it does help. I really appreciate you being on. Thank you very much for your service and for your constant attention to being those calls Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 11 o'clock every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And that's that call for those people who don't have that number. It's 917-444-5583. That's 917-444-5583. And that's 5 days a week that you can bring your people to those calls in addition to Dr. Weeks. Okay, Carl, I got you punched up. Your mic is open. You're on the air. Can you hear me? Now, why can't he hear me? I got his number. I'm punching him up. Maybe I need to call him on another number. Maybe I need to. I wonder why he can't call me. Okay. In the meantime, while I do that, and that's. Let's see. Do we have Vandette? Vandette, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Vandette? All right. Well, I see number 2342. Who is that? Is that Vandette? Somebody's out of Connecticut. Who is that? 2342.
I believe that's Fern Hamlet out of Bridgeport, Connecticut. She's sponsored Frankie Smith out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Well, she's got a good one. Now, Frankie is going to town. Okay. All right. Maybe she doesn't want to say anything, and that's okay, too. But I'm just trying to get called. Maybe I need to call him myself. Do you have his number, James?
I don't have it. No. I don't have it. No.
Okay. I got his number here.
King David's on the line. He probably has it.
Yeah, I see him here. I don't know why he's not speaking up. Maybe he's asleep at the switch, you think? No?
No, I don't think he's
asleep.
Hey,
the city never sleeps.
Okay, that's James. That's James. And women, David. David, take 2 minutes and
Carl
tell us.
Humphrey. What,
okay, wait a minute, I got it. He's called me on another line. Take 2 minutes, David, and tell him what you've been doing in the business. Go right here, okay? Well, I'll talk to Carl.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thanks.
Yes, I've been recruiting up. Uh-oh. And I've been building my network of practitioners, trainers, holistic people, and getting on their calls. One is calling right now, so I have to call her back, and one is having a webinar right now. So my observation of this industry, go with the people that want to be well and want to help other people get well, and the business will grow. And that's taking certifications with other groups and joining groups that are wellness orientated, being that like minds, so you don't have to stress about people that don't want what you have, and you'll get knows. It's better to get knows in a bigger arena than a small arena, and you'll be networking with like-minded individuals that want to keep people healthy and want to impact lives, and as your business grow, you will grow. So that's what
okay.
I've been doing.
Okay, you've been doing good. Let me see if I can call Carl. 432. Do you have his number? He just gave it to me.
Look it up again. C-A-R-L.
Is that 270?
272-270-3877.
3877. Let me call 77. Him on this system. Yeah, I got that. Yeah. Let's see if I can call him on this system here. Because I did dial in. I see
Hi.
His number.
This number is using RoboKiller to screen their calls. Please say your first and last name, and I'll try to connect.
Okay, Russell Johnson.
Thanks. What's the purpose of your call?
To put him on the air so he can give us some information.
Thanks.
You reached the desk of Carl Humphrey. I'm currently unavailable.
Oh, come on. This is really... I'm trying to operate like a real radio station. And
at the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
No, that won't work. I'm trying to... And he called me on the phone. I got the number. We set it up. what is the problem here? What is the lack of communication here? And I got it punched up here, 432-270-3838. Okay, in the meantime, while I do that one more time, let me knock this off. I'm going to turn this off. Les Brown is going to – no, wait a minute, let me do that. Les Brown is going to tell you what to do in network marketing. I'll be right back. Okay.
He's talking about the fact that we, to a great extent, behave, think, react because of some previous experience that we've had. One of the things that we know about life is that it is always changing. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Sometimes things go real well, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes you're happy, and sometimes you're sad. Now that's that thing called life. And when we begin to understand and know that, accepting that reality, that we will never ever have things just on an even keel all the time, that you're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs. But during those down moments, that's where the growth takes place. That's where the work is. See, anybody can feel good when they have their health, their bills are paid, they have happy relationships, the children are acting normal, business is successful. Anybody could be positive then. Anybody can have a larger vision then. Anybody can have faith under those kinds of circumstances. Am I correct? See, but the real challenge of growth, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, comes when you get knocked down. Somebody said that adversity introduces a man to himself or a woman. How you handle it, that's where the growth takes place. When I was facing some challenges, I had a guy say something to me, and I suggest this is one of the first things that you want to do when you're facing a challenge. You want to get unstuck. Evaluate where you are. Look at it. Assess yourself. Assess yourself and assess the situation. What brought you there? What role did you play? Earl Nightingale had a saying I like. He said, all of us are self-made, but only the successful will admit it. What has brought you to this point? What did you learn from it? Are you learning anything? Are you doing it over and over and over again? Somebody said that insanity is doing the same thing in the same way, expecting a different outcome. Are you going through it or are you growing through it? Are you bigger and better because of it? Because it's not going to leave you until you grow through it. I was going through a major challenge in my life that was wearing me out, that was using me. And one of my students told me in a class that I was teaching, Lessons in Truth, she said, Les, until you handle it with grace, it will stay in your face.
Yeah, and that's a real deal. Listen, so I talked to Carl on my cell phone, and I got all these other people who come through. He's the only one that I can't get to come through. Hello, and he's supposed to be the major participant, if you will, informational provider. Let me try one more time on this system to call that number. He must have some kind of weird number that won't allow me to get through. Let's see. Let me try it one more time. 432-270-3877. I'm dialing now to see what happens. And 1, 2, 3. Interesting. But he has a system, he says, that he can help us become extremely productive.
You reached the desk of Carl Humphrey. I'm currently unavailable. Please leave your name, your area code with phone number, as well as the nature of your call, and I'll get back with you as soon as possible. Thanks for calling, and goodbye for now.
Isn't that something?
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Carl, the money you're making, you need to get a real phone rather than the one you got from Walmart or the dollar store. We need to, you need to get a good phone because everybody else is on and doing very well, and we're giving them a lot of information. And I'd specifically set this up so Carl could come in and tell us about his fantastic super-duper system how we can make some serious money in a heartbeat. In the meantime, look, folks, when you go, and I'll try again. Folks, when you are in this business, you got to be, how can I say, you got to be focused. You got to be dedicated. You got to be, and some people, you know, get despondent, and I can hear it in their voices from time to time, because you don't see success right away. It reminds me, and I should play that one by Les Brown, where he says, you have to water that bamboo tree for 4 years before you see anything at all. But anyway, I'm trying to say that when you do hit obstacles, you got to stay the course, because sometimes it'll take you more than a David Willis movie. He said, listen to Steve Harvey. I'll be right back.
I was 10 years old, 1968. I was in 11. I was in a school, and we had came off summer vacation, and teacher came into class and said, I want everybody to write their name on a piece of paper and write on that paper what you want to be when you grow up. So I wrote on my paper, I want to be on TV. Now, what you don't know about me is when I was growing up, I had a severe stuttering condition. I couldn't talk outside my house. For years, I stuttered severely, laughed at. What you don't know about me is I flunked out of school. I'm telling it to you now. You also don't know about me that I've lost everything I ever owned twice. I have lost it all twice and had to start over. I done struggled through two marriages to finally get this one right over here. I'm just telling you about me. You may not know, but I've been homeless. I lived in a car for 3 years. I washed up behind bushes, man. Gas station. Steve Harvey.
And today, Steve Harvey is a multi-millionaire. Folks, listen, when things seem tough, when that climb that you have to take going uphill seems like you won't make it, I say stay the course. Now, we're going to make another try at this. Let me call David. David said he had him on his phone. And let's see, can we call David? Yeah, I got that. David, let's see if David can pull him in. But that's crazy to not to be able to get the main
Mike
person online. Yep, you're on the air. Come on, talk to me.
Mike, check.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, go right ahead. You're on the air.
Everybody's
waiting
to hear. Hold on, let me merge.
Okay.
Still there.
One grand. This is not a real radio station. Woo.
Not muted. I'm right here. Hello.
Okay, can you hear me?
Dr. Russ?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. This is Carl Humphrey. I'm merged in with King David.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you. Listen, we got all these people who
You're
are here.
You're very welcome.
Anxious.
Hey, I've been here all the time, man. I've been here all the time. I don't know what's happening with the phones.
But that's your phone. This system works. I got all these other people I'm talking to. You were the only exception
today. No worries.
Today.
Okay,
go right ahead.
Yeah,
David.
I don't know why. I've been here from since the beginning.
Okay, great. Everyone is waiting for you. What kind of system do you have for us? Now, I told the people that you've been in the business 7 years. You joined August of 2013. You have
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
That's King David's. But, I mean, we're all here, so that thing should
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
A grand experiment. Go right ahead. We're waiting for your advice and guidance.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
That's not me. That's not my phone.
It's not.
Yeah, it is. it has to be. It has to be. You three-wayed me in, but no worries. Okay, so she stopped. So we'll go ahead and continue. All right?
Go ahead. Go.
So hello, everybody. Thanks for everybody being here, and thanks for having me, Dr. Russ Johnson. Like you said, I've been here. I've been with Range since July, somewhere in July, for almost that'll be like our 7-year anniversary. I got started part time. I was able to quit an oil and gas job or career 3 years in, and so I've basically been full-time with RAIN for almost 4 years. When I got started, all I did was put my head down. I went to work, and something that most of you guys don't know, including Dr. Russ Johnson, is I did not really get rocking and rolling until like 5-6 months later when I understood the comp plan. So it basically took me 3 years to hit triple black RAIN diamond, but it could have been, 2.5 years or sooner if I would have done like some of you guys are talking about on the phone, which is to put my head down and get committed. And speaking of committed, there's a guy by the name of Eric Thomas. He talks about commitment and, you know, getting your stuff together and consistently rocking and rolling for 381 days. He talks about, kind of like walking 500 miles, not physically, but just staying true to what you're doing and keeping that head down and continuing to rock and roll. I wouldn't have done what I did, which is to keep my head down. None of us would have been having this conversation. So for those of you that are on the phone that think about quitting every single day, right, and thinking things don't work, you can't get your car out of first gear, just keep going. Just keep grinding. You cannot imagine how many days as a part-timer with me starting that I was like, well, you know, it's going good, but it's not going good enough. I don't know if I should be here. And with that said, I also have an advertising agency, which I've owned since 1991. So, I mean, that's one of the other things that kept me in gear. But most importantly, believing in the company, the product, because back then we only had Soul, right? Now we've got a nice multitude of products, and, you know, they're all exciting to people. I'm going to let you guys know that in spite of all the cool products that we have, including our flagship Soul, I have fallen in love with Bright. When you take Bright and Soul together, it's a different world. You become a different person, and you don't have to take a lot of either one of those products in order to feel great all day long and still be able to go sleep at night. So when the company put Bright in front of us, it's gotten me really excited. So excited, so much that I have developed a system, something that I've tested, actually been around for as long as Bright has, but I've tested it for the last 6 months. I don't know if any of the people that are using the system that are on the call, but we're basically guaranteeing everything that we're doing. I've talked to corporate about this. I've talked to Casey. I've talked to Russ, and decided to roll this out exclusively for our team, people that are not in Team 124 LLC. They will never, ever have access to the system, okay? Here's what I want everybody to do, and I'll tell you guys how all this works. If you guys have pen and pad, I want you to write down a few things. First one is www.team, T-E-A-M, 124, that's the numeral 124, LLC.com. That's www.team124llc.com. It's, that site is up and live, and you can go there and sign up for free. There's also a 24-hour hotline on that site. You can listen to that when you get there, or you can write down 432-245-0015. Once again, it's 432-245-0015. Okay? For those of you that don't know me, I'm going to give you the correct spelling of my name, my phone number, and my email address. C-A-R-L for Carl. Last name is Humphrey, H-U-M-P-H-R-E-Y. Phone number is 432-270-3877. Okay? 432-270-3877. Email address, visionmediaman@gmail.com. And that is V as in vision, I-S-I-O-N, M as in man, E, D as in dog, I, A, M as in man, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, at gmail.com. That's visionmediaman@gmail.com. So take down that information. And like Dr. Russ Johnson was saying, I'm actually the only triple black ring diamond in North America. And like I said, the way I did that, although I had a part-time job, is I knew what I was doing in terms of marketing. That has put me in front of having, I'm going to say probably 90% of the Nigerian market, 90% of the Filipino market, USA probably 70-80%. And my good friend Brigham Idiyata, who used to be with corporate, Rain Corporate, we have probably 70-80% of Mexico. But some of the things that we've done to do that is what most people cannot do unless they have, you know, a pretty decent budget. So we've done Facebook. When I got started, I did USA Today. I played around with Craigslist, which is a good venue if you know what you're doing. But the system that we've developed for our team that I touched on a little while ago, we basically call it a sizzle call sales funnel. And, you know, as I was saying, we're focusing on Bright as people opt in to see what we're doing. But once they get there, we also have a corporate video. And in fact, everything that we have on the inside, it's all corporate, right? But it also touches on soul, core, and bend. We've set the system up so that we negate sponsor shopping, meaning that you can't lose people to the internet until they at least opt into the system. But by the time they do that, you actually have their information. I'm going to read something to you guys. Because, I mean, you know, when we get off this phone, I would like everybody to go to Team 124LLC.
Did we lose him? Wait, not again. Yeah, we did. He dropped again. David dropped him. Ah, I see. Yep. All right. Let's see if we can call him one more time. David dropped. Yeah, I see it. Well, you know, technology is interesting, isn't it? Let's see if we can. I'm going to clear this and punch this up again. Okay, while I play this, listen. Okay, folks, let me double check something. Hey, James, can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Oh, okay.
I can hear you, yes.
Yeah, we lost him again. That's all right. In the meantime, okay, let me dial him back again. But in the meantime, look, we have a movement that's all across the world. Demonstrations in the streets, not of thousands, not of hundreds, but hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and millions of people all across the world are demonstrating for justice, equality, because they want the government and the establishment to be fair to us in terms of food, clothing, shelter, information, medical care. They want jobs. They want opportunity. So that's what they are striving for. And Drew Brees, and I got to bring this up because it's very important. Drew Brees had said before Donald Trump was talking about kneeling, Kaepernick, that you're dishonoring our flag and you're dishonoring the Star Spangled Banner, and that's a no no, and that's you're sinister and you're diabolical, you're nefarious and you're evil, and you should be. They should kick you off the field. And I won't get into all of that conversation. But Drew Brees recently said he had said the same thing as Donald Trump. But recently, guess what he says? Listen to what he says.
That's right, Gina. You know, following Drew Brees' comments yesterday, the reaction in the blowback, it was harsh and it was immediate, not just from current and former members of the New Orleans Saints, but the entire sports world. So on Thursday morning, Drew Brees published an apology on his Instagram account, a written apology, and then tonight, a second apology, this one in the form of a video.
I know there's not much that I can say that would make things any better right now, but I just want you to see in my eyes how sorry I am.
Brees' video came after a Saints virtual team meeting on Thursday afternoon that one player tells me was very emotional and mostly about the quarterback's comments regarding kneeling during the national anthem and the message that it sends.
And this is what Drew Brees says. Listen to him. And this is very important because you got millions of people all throughout the world walking in the streets of the towns and the cities. Come on. And that's we can tap into that energy, folks. And I'll explain to you what I'm thinking about in just a moment. But here's what Drew Brees says. He says, I made a mistake.
Not much that
we
I can say
mistakes.
That would make things any better right now. But I just want you to see in my eyes how sorry I am for the comments that I made yesterday. I know that it hurt many people, especially friends, teammates, former teammates, loved ones, people that I care and respect deeply. That was never my intention. I wish I would have laid out what was on my heart in regards to the George Floyd murder, Ahmaud Arbery, the years and years of social injustice, police brutality.
Yeah, I got you merged.
And the need for reform and change in regards to legislation and so many other things to bring equality to our black communities.
Can you hear me, David?
And I will do better. And I will be part of the solution. And I am your ally. And I know no words will do that justice. That's going to have to be.
Okay, Drew, we're going to run you for president, okay, in September and November. Anyway, listen, because he understands what the people are talking about in the streets of the world. Hey, David, can you hear me? James, I can hear you loud and clear. Do you have him, James?
Yeah, I have you. I think David and Carl might be on the line with me, too. David, are you on with Carl?
I'm trying to merge it in.
It may not because there's two of us.
Okay. Tell Russ, dial the call number again.
Dial
all right, I'll tell him you're going to call me.
But it goes to...
He's saying
four,
dial Carl's
to,
number again now.
That dial phone does not work.
Okay. James, you call Carl
right,
and put him in.
Let me try him again. I'll try again. Let me try him again from this system.
Okay.
No, I can't do it. I'm locked out. I'm locked out on that. Listen, he said enough. Let me say what he said, and let James, unless you can bring him in. Do you think you can bring him in? James, do you think you can?
Yeah, I'll try. I'll try and see.
You're right. Trying to see. Yeah, but basically, I can repeat what he said. He said that he has a system that works, number one. That will help us to sponsor hundreds of people, thousands of people. And he said for us to go to, where is this? He says, visionmedia.com. He says, go to www.team124llc.com. Again, that's www.team124llc.com. And that's the website. And you will see his number there. And there's a sizzle call there. And that sizzle call number is 432-245-0015. And he explains in about 3 minutes the system that he's offering us to use to become very successful. Now, if you get stuck and you need help, you can always call him. And let me give his number. That's 432. I hope you can get through. 432-270-3877. That's his home number. That's his office number. And if you need to email him, then you can do it at visionmediaman@gmail.com. That's visionmediaman@gmail.com. That's all that good information that he gave us. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's our responsibility to follow up and follow through. If the person says, I got a system that I can help you, and like we have Dr. Weeks. James, do you have Dr. Weeks' information? He's on what, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 o'clock. Do you have that information, James?
Hello? Can you hear me? I do. Can you hear me?
You don't. Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, I don't have it right in front of me. I can go on my phone and get it. I just dial it straight up.
But listen, let's do it this way. Most people can get that information by calling you, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So if you mind if I give your number out? The number
203-993-3430.
Okay, good. So we got all that great information this morning. I wanted to get to the essence of a movement. We can have a movement. We can make this thing happen. Like the people in the street, all the millions, thousands of people all around the world, we can do the same thing with this. Would you believe we can do the same thing with this product? We can have this product talked about, announced, and being used among all of those, many of those people in the streets of America and throughout the world if we do a campaign, and we will talk about the campaign. And speaking of a campaign, I mean, James, does that make any sense that if we were to produce a campaign to make this happen? Because our responsibility is what? The company keeps, out of every dollar that's spent, they keep 50 cents out of every dollar, and they give us 50 cents out of every dollar, right? And the 50 cents
right.
out of every dollar, they want us to be creative, innovative, and imaginative and make it happen by taking it to the rest of the world. Is that what they pay us for? How can
That's
we
correct.
Make, okay, people wonder, and just I'm going to just go off of just a bit, just about 30 seconds. People say, how can you sit at home and make $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month, $100,000 a month, or $1 million a month? How can you sit there and make that kind of money? Most people don't even believe it. They go, oh, come on, man. Who's going to pay you that kind of money? In network marketing, ladies and gentlemen, that money is on the table. You can make millions and millions of dollars from the comfort of your home. I'm telling you, not from theory, but after 42 long years in being in this industry, I have made millions and millions and millions of dollars. Now, I could go back and teach at some university. I can go back on radio or television. Those are my skill sets. But on the side, I decided to leave all that alone and come into network marketing. I've written 2 books, and I've made millions of dollars from the comfort of my home. There's no year in the last 30 years I haven't made a six-figure income in the comfort of my home. Now, you can do more. You can make a six-figure income every month from the comfort of your home or every day from the comfort of your home. It depends on what you want to do. I mean, do you have any questions about what I said, James, as we get ready to close?
I don't. What I see is that the reason why what's going on, and you're talking about this movement that's going on right now.
Sure.
People are becoming motivated, and they're becoming mobilized because of the certain factors. George Floyd, rest his soul, was one of the factors, but the economy, the what's going on with the White House, the blatant disregard for human life and humans. Feelings, all these different things are put together to make what you call a perfect storm, and all the elements came together for that. We have to do the same thing with this product and with this company. We have to take all the elements that are working in our favor, mesh them together to form, to build this a movement, a rain movement, the same way. We have it on some level, but to get to the level that's going on with the with what's going on with the world right now, we've got to find other ways. We've got to mesh all of the different elements that are working in our favor and make them work for us to create a movement.
Let me comment on that. Jeff Bezos, you know, the guy who does Amazon, he's in 1994, he stepped away from his job on Wall Street, right? A nice, great, wonderful six-figure income, multiple six-figure income, right? Then on the side, he's getting bonuses. He's making excellent money. But he went to his manager and he says, you know, I got an idea. I was on the internet and I see there was a 2,000% growth rate from last year. And I believe I can go to the internet and sell some books, right? And the guy says, well, that sounds wonderful, but you know, you can't leave all the money that you're making on the table. He said, you know, I got to do it because I got this idea. And if I don't do it, I'll kick myself for not trying. It's like Madam C.J. Walker. She had to try. And he says, I got to walk away from the bonuses. I got to walk away from the salary. He did that in 94. Today, if he's not the richest man in the world, he's one of the richest men in the world. He's worth about $170 billion, not million, billion dollars from an idea he had a few years ago. And I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, we have a company that's a 9-year-old company that's got a wonderful administration in terms of, and I don't even want to get into that. I could stay another hour talking about how strong and dedicated these people are and the kind of foresight and the expertise they have to go to another 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years or 60 years like Amway is today. Amway started in 59. It's 61 years old. It's doing $10 billion a year. We can have a company that's doing that. Les Brown says it this way as I get ready to close on this, and I hope you got the message. Les Brown says, we got to help the youth of the world. They are in the streets. They're trying to find their way out. These are 92 million baby millennials here in the United States. We're not talking about worldwide. Just in the United States, there are 92 million of those folks looking for a way out and looking for fairness and justice, equality, and a chance to make serious money, their families, and to pay off their student loans, to get the money to go to college or whatever they want to do, and to live a good lifestyle. Yes, we have a chance. Les Brown, tell them what we need to do.
People ask, hey, man, you know, these kids, man, it's rough dealing with them. That's right. That's right. You think peer pressure happened overnight? We went through peer pressure. I remember as a kid, some guys said, hey, Les, me and another fellow named Willie, lower, we were going home. Hey, man, we're going down to Goose, man, and knock off a grocery store. I said, look here, I don't want no part of that. I'll see y'all later. I said, y'all chicken. I said, that's all right, you say whatever you want. Low stop. I'm not chicken, man, don't call me chicken. Then why don't you come? We didn't even ask you to come into place, man. All you do is just drive the car, that's all. I don't know how to drive that good. Well, we're trying to get Les to come, he's chicken. Hey, I'm not driving nothing, all right? Willie, don't care about what they say, man. Leave them alone. You want to go do it? You find somebody else to drive or you drive yourself. Come on, Willie, man. Pull him, he stopped. I ain't chicken. All I got to do is drive? Yeah, I say, Willie, that sounds simple, man. Don't go, man. He went. And the next day we read the newspaper where when they robbed the store, when they came out running to a car, the merchant, the man who owned the store, came out just shooting wildly, and he hit the driver in the head. So peer pressure didn't just start in the 90s or the 80s. It's difficult, it's challenging for kids right now. And it's going to take some easy, simple methods to help bring them out of this madness, this insanity. No. Is it hard? Yes. Let's look at what we've been doing. What has worked? What has not worked? Let's look at where we want to go. What is it that we want to produce? What is it that we want to create for our young people? And as we think about that, start experimenting with different methods and techniques to create and to produce that. And begin to believe that it's possible through our commitment, through our vision, through our determination, our relentlessness, Because of our belief, it's possible that we can reduce the teenage homicide rate, the teenage pregnancy rate, the dropout rate. That it's possible, looking at what kind of world are they going to be in, as we look at the global economy, that as we begin to use our collective will and genius and resources, it's possible that we can create an educational system that not only will test their minds with information and facts and figures, but will teach them how to think and be creative and what does it mean to be a human being and to value human life and how do you make relationships work? How do you bounce back from adversity? It's possible that we can give them a curriculum that will give their lives a sense of purpose and direction and meaning and teach them how to begin to know and operate on a higher level of being, where they become assets to our society rather than liabilities. What if we leave here with that kind of consciousness that it's possible, as opposed to saying we have to write this generation off, that it's possible that we were born for such a time as this and that, that maybe someone here has the idea or the method or some plan of action or an approach that can resolve many of the problems that we're facing with young people today. Whatever we have to do to save our children, it's worth it.
And guess what, Russ? We are going to do it. We are going to be imaginative. We're going to be creative. We're going to be like Madam C.J. Walker. We're going to be like Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, whomever. We're going to take our energy, our imagination, and our creative talents, and we are going to make this happen. Janice, any comment before we close? Jay Clark, any comment before we close? Are you with me? Or did you guys go to sleep? Hello? Your mic is open. Hello.
Hi. Yes, I'm here. Hello. Can you hear me?
Talk to us. We got a lot of people online listening. Did you hear the message? Yes.
Yes, I did. Yes.
Excellent.
One second, Jay. Janice, what can we do from now on? From starting today, what can we do going forward?
Get busy and, you know, treat this like a real business and get going every day and be dedicated, motivated. And I'm really interested to see what this new program that Carl has for us all. This could really change it up big time.
Listen, we have to start somewhere. We got Dr. Weeks. Now we got Carl. And I'm thinking about a couple other things. But anyway, one step at a time. If we put enough things in place, we can win this battle. You understand? We can achieve and accomplish our objectives. Okay. Janice, thank you very much for being on the line. Thank you for your story. Jay Clark, you want to close this out?
Yes, sir. I just want to say I thank you so much for the information that's been supplied to us this morning, this afternoon. But what I see basically here is that we all have to be able to embrace this technology. As Carl had talked about, he has a system, and you know the acronym for system is save yourself time, energy, and money. And so I'm interested in finding out so that I can share this information with so many people about how we need to look and embrace this particular system that Carl is talking about, because we need everything we possibly can to deal with all of this stuff that's going on right here. So back to you, Russ. Thank you so much for your leadership.
And thank you for being on the call. I really appreciate you. And let's see, we have Ms. Mann. Ms. Mann, you started off with us an hour ago. What is your take on all of what we've said so far? What is your take?
Well, it's an opportunity for us to grow even more by learning a new system. And I'm excited about being part of it, and I thank you for this time of your explaining everything even the more. And I really did enjoy Les Brown. I'm just anxiously waiting to get on board. And thank you again, Dr. Johnson.
Okay, well, thank you very much for being on, and thank you for your testimony, and thank you for your participation. Folks, listen, we've been here an hour. I didn't want to keep you any longer. And again, I'm going to get that information out once again that he, and I just talked to him on another phone. I wasn't able to bring him back on. But he says then all you have to do to go to his website and take a look at what he's doing, and that's www, you know, and what is that? Oh, yeah, team, T-E-A-M, 124, LLC.com. That's www, team, 124, LLC.com. And listen to that sizzle call, which is about 3 minutes, and then give him a call if you have any other questions to on getting started, and that's 432-270-3877, 432-270-3877, and we will continue to do broadcasts like this and to bring you some strategies, techniques, and skill sets that you can take and become as successful as you want in this industry called network
marketing. Philosophy that helped change my life. It's not what happens that determines your life future. It's not what happens that determines your life future. It's what you do about what happens. All of us are in like a little sailboat. And it's not the blowing of the wind that determines your destination. It's the set of the sail. So jot this phrase down. It's one of the best to understand. Kids need to understand it. The same wind blows on us all. The wind of disaster, the wind of opportunity, the wind of change, the wind when it's upside down, the wind when it's favorable and unfavorable. The same wind blows on us all, the economic wind, the social wind, the political wind. The same wind blows on everybody. The difference in where you arrive in 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, the difference in arrival is not the blowing of the wind, but the set of the sail. And that's what learning is all about, to set a better sail this year than last year. To set a better sail. The first 6 years of my economic life, I wound up broke. Second 6 years, I wound up rich.
Yeah, Jim Rohn started in network marketing at the age of 25. He was broke. He didn't have any money. Repossession. The whole nine yards. More months left than money. But by the time he was 30, he was a millionaire in network marketing. You can do it, folks. The opportunity here is on the table. Take advantage of it. And I really appreciate you guys listening. Listen, the next call we have, let's see, we have James. James, next we have a call this evening, right? James, do you have that number this evening? Or let's see, who else have that? Who else have that information?
Also this evening, we do have Robert and Vendez call. I keep my phone. I don't keep numbers in my head anymore because there's so many of them. I just keep them in the phone.
Okay.
If Vendetta or Robert or them on, somebody can give you the number. I can go on my phone and get it if you want me to.
Yeah, maybe somebody might want to. They may have time enough to or wanting to listen to that call today at what, 7 o'clock?
Seven o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah. Could you get it for us, please? Just pass it on.
I'm getting it right now.
Okay.
Okay. 515-604-9094. Again, 515-604-9094. And the PIN is 530-669-645. Again, the PIN is 530-669-645. That's at 7 p.m. tonight.
Okay. Now, some people think doing this business is hard. Well, it is a challenge. And I'm suggesting a book, Rest If You Must, But Just Don't Quit. That's what I did. It took me 15, probably 18 years to get to a month that I could make $10,000. It took me a long time. Either I didn't listen, that was probably the problem, or I wasn't willing to pay the price. But when the guy gave me the formula, after 15 years of being in this business, he gave me the formula to talk to, show the plan to every day, two people every day, and attend a meeting a week. And I went out the next year and I showed it one-on-one to everybody I could meet at McDonald's or Kentucky Fried Chicken, in the mall, at a post office, wherever I found a suspect. I would talk to everybody every day. You should do 10 a day. But at least I talked to two persons every day, 776 persons at the end of the year, my 12th month, I got a check for $10,000, and it kept that way for many years after that, to the tune of making my first couple million dollars in that program. But anyway, I'm saying it does work. So in closing, I'm going to close here because you've been kind enough to stay on the call. But if it's hard, Les Brown says, do it hard. Whatever it takes, make it happen. Don't quit. Stay the course. But rest if you must. But don't ever quit.
Next step is, not only is it possible and necessary, and it's you to live your dream, to make this greatness that you have within you become a reality. But what I've come to appreciate, when you're working on changing your life, changing some bad habit, getting out of addictive situations or relationships, or working to build a dream or making a difference in our society, or learning something that's very challenging, here's what I realize, ladies and gentlemen, and develop a great deal of respect for. It's hard. Easy is not an option. It's hard living. Life is hard. See, it's hard when you are 49 years old, been working on a job for 17 years, and they come in and tell you you're finished and give you 1 week severance pay. And you got to start all over again. It's hard. When you are married and raising children and your children are crawling and your husband dies unexpectedly, it's hard handling just the tragedies of life. It's hard. When you're working on something and you put everything you have in it and it doesn't work out, you lose your money and other people's money. It's hard. It was rough when I lost my job. And I could not find a job. It was humiliating and embarrassing borrowing money. And then I couldn't pay the money back when I told them I would. That's rough. How people look at you. How they respond to you. It's very hard. It's humiliating. Here's what I discovered that happens to you in life. That you will go through things, and while you're going through them, you can't understand why it's happening to you. But after you go through it, you get back and you look at it and you say, oh, now I understand why I needed that lesson. Have you ever happened to you? Raise your hand. Has it ever happened to you that I couldn't understand it there? But after I got through it, then I saw that was preparing me for bigger and better things. That as you go through the challenges of life and you look at it and embrace whatever comes to you, don't run from it. Step toward it. Don't try and duck it like most people do. See, most people want it easy. See, easy come, easy what? Easy go. See, but when you go at what you're going to deal with and you deal with the difficulties of it, when you handle those hard things close at hand, making those hard decisions right now that you don't want to make, learning those things that you don't like to do, but you know that in order for you to get where you want to go, this is one of the hoops that you have to flip through. And I'm saying to you, whatever you got to do, do it, because if you don't, life is going to whoop you until you surrender and say, okay, all right, I cooperate, okay, I learned, okay. It had to wear me out a long time. So if it's hard, then do it hard. Now, how do you hang in there during the hard, difficult times? Les, you must have faith. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas, unquestionably. You've got to have faith, and that faith gives you patience. That it's not going to happen as quickly as you want it to happen. A lot of things are going to happen that will catch you off guard. And so therefore, you've got to deal with and handle it as it comes. And not only that, but that faith and patience drives you into action. You've got to keep moving and keep plugging away. In the Far East, they have something that's called the Chinese bamboo tree. The Chinese bamboo tree takes 5 years to grow. And when they go through a process of growing it, they have to water and fertilize the ground where it is every day. And it doesn't break through the ground until the fifth year. Okay? But once it breaks through the ground, within 5 weeks, it grows 90 feet tall. Now the question is, does it grow 90 feet tall in 5 weeks or 5 years? The answer is obvious. It grows 90 feet tall in 5 years, because at any time that person stopped watering and nurturing and fertilizing that dream, that bamboo tree would have died in the ground. And I can see people coming out talking to a guy out there watering and fertilizing the ground that's not showing anything. Hey, what you doing? You've been out here a long time, man. And the conversation in the neighborhood is, you growing a Chinese bamboo tree, is that right? Yeah, that's right. Well, even Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder can see ain't nothing showing. You know that's how people are going to do you? So how long have you been working on this? How long have you been working on your dreams? And you have nothing to show? This is all you got to show? People are going to do that to you. And some people, ladies and gentlemen, they stop. Because they don't see instant results. It doesn't happen quickly. They stop. Oh, no, 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 no. You've got to keep on watering your dreams. And when it began to happen, they stopped laughing. They said, look. Whoa, look here. Look up. Hey, man, you know, I know you could do it. Look here, you got a job here? See, during those hard times, we didn't know how you're going to make payroll. During those times when you fail and things didn't work out, they were nowhere to be found. But you know what I discovered? When you're working at your dream, somebody said, the harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. Oh, it's sweet to you. It's good to you. Why? See, when it's hard and there's a struggle, see, what you become in the process is more important than the dream. That's far more important. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. Oh, it's something that you get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit. And people know that you know what life is, that you have embraced life. You knew it was hard, but you did it hard.
Okay, folks, see you tomorrow. It's 11 o'clock on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. There's a call at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, and that number is 917-444-5583. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you got the message. I hope you understand what you need to do to reach your levels of success, to reach your goals, to get your yacht, your plane, your estate, whatever you want in life. It can be done through your home-based business, through network marketing, and you can help others to do the same. Thank you very much for listening, and call those numbers. Go to the website, call my friend, Mr. Humphrey, and get going, and let's get his system and share it with others, and have a good one. Have a good Sunday, and thank you again for being on Blog Talk Radio. See you then. See you tomorrow at 11 o'clock.